dun, dun.
Let's start, Caroline. Wait. Start the show. Oh, it did start. I hear the music. You should have people dancing during that. Just have them.
We did. Not everybody's watching on YouTube. So those people who are listening to this on any other platform, the dancers are just wrapping up. This is Howie Mandel on Howie Mandel Does Stuff.
With Jacqueline Schultz, his co-host.
And coughing
Lou.
Okay. And we have some special guests with us today.
Beautiful guests, I might add.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, we're not guests. We're always here hosting. Ian. Oh, you're saying that. They are beautiful guests. You got a mic right here.
Yeah, I'm Lindsay Brewer.
Lindsay Brewer.
Can you hear me from this mic?
No.
Talk really close.
And Andrea Wendell.
What?
Tell her to pull it. You can also say it.
Well, my son is saying, tell her to pull it, which doesn't sound like a... Classic Alex. Alex,
Alex, you come help.
Alex, it's just a mess of stuff. We didn't think about this.
I'm just saying that it could be moved like that.
Okay,
if you need to.
Okay, cool.
You can put it in the middle. Yeah, there we go.
Cool.
Okay, so...
I got two coming at me.
And I'll tell you who these people are. They're wonderful. You may know them. I promise you, you're going to know them. All this noise of people setting things up. What are you doing, Alex?
He's setting up.
It's there we falling. Go.
Weight?
Yep.
He's putting weight on it. Okay. So Lindsay Brewer is a well-known car driver.
Yes.
A car driver?
Yes, yeah. A race car driver.
I drive cars.
Not racing.
Oh, not racing.
Do you have any, I'm not really, I know that you, from the internet, but what are you, you're an indie driver, but what is it? What are you ranked or what? What?
Okay, so right now I'm currently, this year I competed in touring cars.
Right.
So with SRO, but my passion's always been open wheel. So next year I'm going to be doing the road to IndyCar. Oh, you got my Instagram pulled up.
These are some really nice pictures. Wow.
Thank you. So, I mean,
is that the road to IndyCar on the top
one,
left?
No, the one below it. That's
is that
Indy
the
Pro
uniform that you use to drive, the one on the top left? Is
no,
that your
that's
racing?
My okay. So that's the car in the background that I'll be racing. Racing, wow. Most likely next year. We have our final test in a few weeks to confirm 100% because we have a few options of what we're going to... Oh, wow. Is that your race suit?
Why didn't
you
wear that
today? Were
you
a professional race car driver?
Maybe for
a day. It's not about me today. It's about you, but I'm putting my fire suit right here.
Okay, so we're all on the same page now.
We are.
But yeah, so right now I'm finalizing what series I'm going to be running. We kind of were dabbling into the whole NASCAR world, if that's kind of the route I wanted to do. So I have a few more tests in the IndyCar and then in the NASCAR type car. And then in a few weeks, we should know for sure what we're going to be racing next.
Do you have to a special license? Do you need a special
yes.
license?
Yes. Yeah, you do.
Does it include an eye test? Does it include the eye test?
You have to do a specific, you have to get like a medical exam.
Can you get it done at the DMV and become a race car driver?
No, I wish it was that easy, but yeah, I started go-karting when I was 11, so it kind of just started from there.
Family into racing?
No, my dad, we're from Colorado, so he always loved toys, like boats, four-wheelers, cars, like that.
Four-wheelers. Did he just have daughters?
No, he has, I have one brother who's a year and a half older, but he's the least competitive person I know, so he just did not like racing, he wasn't.
So he's an Uber driver?
No, he actually owns a car shop, so we all love cars. I just love to race them, and he loves to just work on them. So it's kind of a fun.
And Andrea is here today. Andrea, yeah, I'll tell you when I first became. No, but she's amazing. So. No.
I know. Thank you.
No. What was the name of the? Because I don't remember the name of the company. Whatever. Like when I first saw her on YouTube, before anybody was doing pranks. Andrea was doing pranks, and she was this beautiful college girl who would pretend she was pregnant. You would have your
Well, that was one of them. That wasn't my only.
I think
bit.
That was the first one that I saw. And then I started following you. And you'd walk up to guys on campus and say, what would you say? Like,
I would convince them that it was their child from a one night stand that we had a couple
nights ago. That sounds familiar.
I wish.
And we've all been there, right?
And she would pick a guy who was standing with his girlfriend or at least a female. And it was ridiculous.
Oh,
it was just really funny. What? But you were
double
with...
holding people's hands, so you would just come up and hold hands.
There were some good ones, and there were some ones that
asking guys for sex.
Look at how much bigger he made my boobs on the thumbnail, so we get more clicks.
Whatever was the name of the
yeah.
So I And there you are.
A little social experiment. And I'm going to be asking people to have sex with me.
I don't know if you want to have sex with me?
Honey, you are okay, or you have any...
Yeah, like you're bright okay. red washing these. This was like 10 years ago.
You're going to be in jail for these funny things, you know? I'm going to call the police now.
Oh, my God.
He thought I was, I was a hooker.
Want to have sex with you?
And I was like, no, I don't
I like to see what you got in your camera.
Talk to my phone real quick.
Wait, is that a cop? Did you approach a cop?
This is a big offense, you know?
He approached us.
This
he actually called the cops.
China
the cops came.
Or whatever you're from. She offered to me something.
All right, we don't have to play this anymore. You're getting arrested.
One thing you could do, and I've always wanted to do this, if you walk down the street and you see just a group of people talking, like three or four of them having a conversation, join it. Just join that conversation.
I don't like what you're doing right now.
No, or just say... or you could say, what I would like to say is, are you talking about me when you just joined the conversation? One thing you can try.
Okay.
So, Lindsay.
You can try that.
So, Lindsay, how long have you been racing?
Since I was 11, so I'm...
not asking your age, but if you want to tell us. How much do you weigh?
13 years. Oh, my gosh. You don't ask a woman how much she weighs.
Well, I didn't want to ask your age. I was just trying to veer off of the age because I was uncomfortable knowing your age.
Can I guess your weight?
13 years. 13 years. Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm going to guess your weight.
Okay.
100... pounds.
No, actually 110, because you know you got to work out for racing, you got to gain a lot of muscle, you know.
You know, I did a show with Danica Patrick, and what was amazing about her is her arm strength.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Do you your arms like dip guns, like,
yeah,
which you don't realize in the you haven't done like NASCAR. What's the longest race you've been in?
So for me, yeah, I've only been in sprint racing, so it's only around 45 minutes. But as you go up higher and higher, like IndyCar, NASCAR, they're a few hours.
So you wouldn't. So what you don't realize is driving for a few hours at that speed and taking turns, and the force on the steering wheel, just to hold on to that wheel, I promise you, any regular guy.
Yeah, that's why not a lot of women are doing it.
Well, exactly. I feel like that's been my biggest challenge because I've raced touring cars this year, which have power steering. And then
what's a touring car?
Touring car, honestly, you want to know, I raced a Honda Civic Type R.
Wow. Which is,
it's actually so much fun and it's a lot faster than you would think. And there's a lot of wheel-to-wheel racing. And I thought that was going to be a good series to race in because I had to take a few years off for college. And touring cars, there's some really crazy.
Why do you feel going to college is important for racing?
Well, my parents made me go.
Okay.
I don't think it is.
No, but I learned so much about myself and socially, and just like it was a good experience.
What did you major in?
Business management.
And are you managing your own business?
I
know there's a lot of people here on your behalf. Are those management people?
No.
You know, earlier you mentioned four wheelers. Your father had four wheelers.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because I drive a four wheeler myself. Okay. And let me just say this. I don't want to brag, but when I drive one handed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, they're a lot of fun. I've tried it, you know.
When we asked Andrea to come on today, what are you doing?
It's really I like the shirt.
What?
I like your shirt. It's cute.
Thank you.
Oh,
there's like a lot of lights in here. It's really hot, to be honest.
Oh my God. Look at that. I didn't know.
That hot
now
in here.
What?
Well, you're wearing a top, apparently.
No.
Look at her.
We're different.
Oh my God.
Yours are
your turn, really. Lindsay.
I didn't get the memo, but
Lou,
I was gonna take my jacket off. I didn't want to upstage the girls.
Exactly. I actually heard this was modeled after you.
Is that your body? That's... He doesn't know where to look. Look at Lou starting to sweat.
Oh my gosh.
So do you find being a young lady in this sport, which is predominantly...
Can I answer this?
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes.
No, obviously, it's competitive. It's even more competitive, I would imagine, as a female in racing. What is the most... The toughest, has there been a tough moment? Has something happened that you can share with us?
I think I know the answer.
Okay, go ahead, Lou.
It's cleaning and cooking and then driving. That's the hardest.
Okay, I wish I could cook. I wish I
really
take
that.
Is there a way? This isn't the 1950s.
I don't know.
That's where Lou comes from, the 1950s.
He finds a way to offend someone on every single podcast.
No, I honestly wish I could cook.
I could just imagine that you have to clean, you got to cook.
Why? Because
I wish I could cook. I wish I could clean. I am a terrible cook. But I think honestly, the hardest part being a female in it. There's a lot of good things. You know, you're able to perhaps get more sponsorship, blah, blah, blah. You have a little bit more of a niche. But I think the biggest problem for me is like getting in my own head being a woman. Like, guys don't just obviously when you're a kid, there's like those little asshole guys that are like, I don't want to get beat by a girl. And they're kind of rude. But for me, I think just not getting in my own head and not letting the pressure of being a female in a male dominated sport get to me. I think like you're your biggest competition. And so as long as you just are strong on your own, you don't really let the guys
get to
you.
So what you're doing essentially is worrying your pretty little head about this.
Yeah, you just have to stop worrying about it. God. And like, I don't care what the guys think about me. So it's like,
oh my God.
You know?
He's got I'm watching people back there. Oh my God. And you know what I think every time you say these things, Andrea, we said, Andrea, you come on. You're funny. People know you from YouTube. You're a great person. She goes, I don't know. I don't want to come on. And they go, you'll get along great with Lou.
That's what we said.
You were gonna be best friends.
Yeah. So, what do you think so far, Andrea, of Lou?
Of Lou,
he's very chaotic. I like it.
Yes. Yeah, we have chaotic energy.
Yeah,
and he's good with the women.
You know, he also changed for this episode.
I did. Yeah. I did.
Did you want to impress me?
So did you, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
I had a different jacket on and a different shirt on. And I just want to say, I've got new socks, and I didn't want to brag about the new socks, so I covered them with shoes.
Is that your purse?
Yes.
Why do you have a purse?
You have a purse.
It's a Balenciaga purse.
Oh my God.
What is it?
It's a Balenciaga satchel.
Is it really?
What, you don't know that?
I don't know.
How much did that satchel cost?
I didn't pay for it.
Look, how
did you get it?
It was given to me.
Who gives you a satchel?
Oh, here's my card.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that is a card. That's definitely a card.
I got 51 more given out.
He gave you the 8 of clubs?
10.
The 10 of clubs. Yeah. Give something to Lindsay.
Shit, wrong one.
Yeah, you don't.
There you go, Lindsay.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me a worse one.
I think
Lindsay, okay, are you dating?
Thank you.
Lindsay, are you dating?
I do. I have a boyfriend.
Oh, how long have you been going out?
4 years. So we've been going out for a while.
What does he do for a living?
He's a sports agent.
Is he your agent?
No, he's not. He specializes in hockey. So
I'm Canadian.
I told him, I was like, you need to, you know, branch out into racing and do something like that.
You think it would be good for the relationship if he represented you?
I don't know if you want to mix business and pleasure, but I mean, I think it would be, he's pretty cool. So I
think that's what hookers do.
Oh my God.
No, they mix business and pleasure.
Well, yeah, that's the point. No, but he's a hockey agent. So.
Oh, so that's good.
Yeah.
And when you date, do you drive?
Yeah. Honestly, when we drive, I have the cooler car. And so I'm like, I want to drive. I mean, I let him drive home if I've had a few too many drinks and, you know, I'm
that's
small.
Good. That's a good
so
message.
So he gets to drive when I drink, but like on the way there, I mean, I'm driving.
He drives when you drink.
Yes.
Because friends don't let friends drive.
Yes, exactly. Because he doesn't drink a lot. And I'll have a couple glasses of wine.
What's harder, driving in a race or driving in LA traffic on the freeway?
Honestly.
Andrea, you answer that.
What do you think?
Racing is pretty difficult, especially since I've never done it before under any circumstances.
But you've have you go-karted before?
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
And Andrea just learned from my son how to drive a motorcycle, too.
I did. Okay. Yeah, I have my motorcycle license now. I got it from a long time ago, though, and I would not trust myself on motorcycles.
How come when you spend a lot of time with my son, Andrea, that you end up with a lot of licenses? Didn't you get your bartending license your motorcycle license?
Yeah, I feel like I have my boating license now because of
from Alex?
Wow. Alex just likes to be licensed and everything, and I kind of like that also.
Are you going to get the same you know, the last license he got was he's a doula now, right?
He's a what?
Doula.
What is that?
Oh, explain, Andrea.
I don't know if I can doula myself, though. You know what I mean? They help deliver babies.
Oh, my gosh. He can deliver babies.
I'm a mula gula.
He also
you're a what?
Is an ordained minister. Gula.
You're a mula gula.
Yeah, that too.
He's an ordained minister.
That's the guy that gets moolah.
He's also an ordained minister.
So he likes to learn a lot of different
things. He just likes good parking. And sometimes, it is. If you're an ordained minister, you can park in a no parking zone. If you're a doula, he goes, I got a baby to deliver. He can be in a red zone.
In LA, that's honestly very important.
If you're the bartender, he said, you know, I couldn't move my car because I over imbibed.
Do you speak any Spanish? Do you speak any Spanish?
Un poquito.
A little bit.
Okay. What does non comprendo mean?
I don't, you understand. Don't understand.
What does non comprendo mean?
What?
What does it? He's asking what it means.
Oh, it means that I don't understand in Spanish.
What
does.
Oh my God. He had it written down. He made that joke.
Yeah, that was a good joke.
Is that written down?
Yeah.
You know, what's very funny, Lou, what you'll notice is if we have people who have watched more than or listened to more than one, well, you have to watch more than one of this podcast on YouTube. Lou, his sources are always different. Whether it's sometimes he comes with a clump of papers.
Sometimes, just like wadded up?
Yeah.
Like a clump. So,
I'm sure he has them in there.
Or sometimes it's just his phone.
Yes.
And now I've never seen this book before. What is this the book of?
Well, you asked me what was in the bag and I found this book and it had that one joke.
Look at this. Look what he's got.
It like honestly is hot.
Those aren't too crazy. Yeah,
now I'm taking my jacket off.
Yours has no hair.
No, unfortunately.
Look at this, hairless.
This is
no hairy nipples on this side.
No.
You know, I had this odd fantasy of going to a town, into a town where there was nothing but cowboys, all cowboys, and then picking one out and putting him on a horse and yelling loudly, random cowboy.
Is that written on there?
Is that written?
No, I don't know.
I came up with that one yesterday.
So that would be our
Andrea, you just became the voice of our audience.
Yeah.
Perfect. What were you
I'm
saying,
here
Lindsay?
For the obvious commentary.
I said that would be Arvada, Colorado, where a bunch of us actually are from. There's cowboys, I feel like, everywhere there. Or
in Colorado?
Yes, or wannabe cowboys.
Where are you from in Colorado?
Arvada.
Arvada.
Yeah, a few of us went to the same high school, actually.
High school.
Everybody into the high school.
High school. It was very, very proper. We didn't go, you went to school, we went to the high school.
Everybody into the pew.
In Arvada.
Arvada.
Which is like Nevada, but we don't have, we one no longer use
I know, yeah, I do. One, now this is going to be the rest of the podcast.
It's Colorado or Arvada.
Okay.
Wait. Didn't you also get into a helicopter accident? Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I can't talk much about it because just things going on. But yeah, I got into.
Oh, really?
No, I can't make a public where or who was involved. But yeah, I was in a helicopter.
Can you tell us what happened?
Yes, we crashed into the water. I was a passenger. And
recently?
Oh, 2020 of October 2020. Mm.
So why were you in a helicopter?
Just for fun.
Sounds like fun.
I've never been in one. I've never been in one, and you know, it was just a pilot error, and we crashed into the water. We just got too close to the water, and we were hovering near, like we weren't high up. We just hovered right on top of it, and the skis caught the water. Whatever
skids
caught the water, and we front flipped in. And luckily the doors were off because the whole thing filled up with water immediately.
Now, you're saying luckily the doors were off?
Yeah, because I wouldn't have been able to get out because it filled up with water and I was stuck in my belts for about 30 seconds. I was just, I thought I was going to die 100%. I was like, all right, like this is it.
That's one of my biggest fears right there.
It's like that movie when you're stuck in the car.
Being in the water and seeing
a helicopter. Yeah, like, and so thank God the doors were off. We swam up and out, but it was.
Wait, what did you say? What did you say?
You said one of his biggest fears. Yes.
What did he say? I didn't hear. I was listening to the story.
One of my biggest fears is being in water and helicopter shows up.
Honestly, that's not something I've ever thought about that would happen, but. Yeah.
So he ruined your story. You're upside down and it fills with water and you can't undo your belt.
I can't get out of my belts, which was the scariest part. And
how many people are in the helicopter?
Three of us. And it was my videographer, the pilot, and I. And I was.
Wait a second. Did you video? Is this on video?
Yeah. But we can't like I haven't. I don't know if I want to release it or anything because it's kind of scary, you know.
For the person in the water.
You have it on your phone now?
No, I don't have it on my phone. It's back on like a drive, but no one died. We all made it out, but it was just scary because the belt was stuck, and I thought it's just the way the helicopter belts work with pressure. And
no, I know because there is a famous crash on the Hudson River in New York. It was tourists. And the same thing happened. They couldn't get out of their
Did
belts.
Did they get out?
No. Nope.
Oh, see, that's I didn't think I would. And
the thing about helicopter belts is they really don't go good with anything other than a helicopter.
Shouldn't they change that?
It's just the way the pressure is. Like, it was crazy. But thank God we all got out and we're all good. And
Did you think you were going to die?
Oh my God, 100%. Like, so there was no question.
Slow down. So you're under, the thing hits the water.
Yeah. It was the crash wasn't bad because I've gotten in car crashes with racing. Like you just, like, you know, you get into crashes. So I was like, all right, this is fine, like whatever. And I was just like, I can't believe this has happened because I've had two friends pass away in a helicopter crash in 2019. And then Kobe happened. So I was like, okay, like this does not
end
well.
If you had two friends die in a helicopter, why would you even get into
it? I didn't want to. I was like, I don't want to. And like everyone was like, you just should do it. I was creating a video that day. They're like, this is such good footage. Like I have friends who are pilots. Like Kinsey's a pilot. Like I knew they're usually safe. So I was like, okay, like I'll try it out. I'll face my fear. And I put up a Snapchat that actually said facing my fears right before I went out.
Oh my God.
And then I crashed and I was like, okay, what are the odds that that happens my very first time?
So, but how long did it take from the time it hit the water to have the cockpit fill up with?
Immediately. Cause the doors are really tall and you know, they were off. So it just completely filled up with water.
So did you not sink?
No, we were sinking. And it was only about 40 feet deep. Cause it was one of those, like lake things that you can jetpack on and stuff like that. So it wasn't super deep and the water was crystal clear. So I was opening my eyes and I was able to like look at my belt.
You know, if this happened to Bill Burr, he would have played the drums.
It was crazy.
What?
Bill Burr flies helicopters, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's
and plays the drums.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he probably would have played the drums. Yeah.
Andrea?
And just like, I don't know if I should come on the podcast and mess up the flow.
No.
Like, I don't want to mess up the flow of this podcast. Don't worry.
Like I'm in the office.
No, I feel like I'm happier here because I'm happier.
No, that's an amazing story, and yeah. I'm so glad that you're alive.
Thank you.
Wait, no, the story's not over.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much.
No, but I want
to. You want to go through? Okay.
Is that a problem?
Yeah, no.
No, so I want to, because, so now it fills up automatically. You're looking at the belt. It's going down. What about the other people in the...
I don't know. The guy in the back, the doors were on, so he had to come up and through to get out. And he actually got out before me because I think he just, like, was calm and, like, undid them. Like, I was panicking. Like, I couldn't get it undone because I was panicking.
Rightfully so.
It's like trying to get your necklace on when you're panicking. You can't do it. That's, like,
wait,
a way...
No,
that's,
I don't panic when I put on my necklace.
When you can't get it on, you're like, oh, this is so annoying. And then you just have to calm down and do it. That's, like, kind
if
of
it's not like
the
that,
analogy.
If it's not like what she said, honey, then I cannot relate to it.
Let's not all talk at once.
If it's
that's
not
a
like...
really shitty analogy.
Okay.
No, it's a good
I'm
story.
I'm trying to explain like exactly how it felt, and I'm like, to me, it feels like when you're trying to put on a necklace.
Oh, I know, and you go, I'm trying like, to put on this necklace, and I think if I don't put on this necklace, I'm gonna die. No. If I show
okay,
up at the restaurant,
that's a bad analogy.
If I show up at the restaurant without this brooch on, I don't know how I'm gonna survive.
Well, I can relate to that. Anything other than that. I don't understand. What
yeah,
it's like.
Exactly.
No, I get it. You're trying to get out of a guy's house really quick.
Yeah, you're like, oh shit, you got to get out of this guy's house. He's being
Andrea,
really weird.
You want to tell your story about trying to get out of the guy's house really quick?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever had to escape a guy's house?
It was life or death to get my necklace on. I had to get out of there. Oh my
God. You know,
does that happen with women too?
What?
Because I'm so far gone from the dating world, but like...
Have you had to sneak out, run out of a girl's house to fight for your life or something?
Well, I'm just saying that you always hear about men like getting up in the morning and then go, oh my God, I better get up. But does that women?
No, it's mostly women that do that.
It's way more women than men that
Howie,
do that.
Howie, I've got to say that's so offensive. So, listen.
We want to get away from you as quick as possible.
Really? I want to hear what goes through
a
woman's
mind.
Walk
of shame.
Yeah, I mean, you just, I don't know.
Tell
us. You don't want them to like.
And use a name that it rhymes with, not the actual name.
You don't want them to think that you want to be there.
Then
so you try to get out as quick
a woman,
as possible.
You don't want them to think that you want to be there.
No, because then they think that you like them and you don't want them to
think
that.
And then they'll
ghost
you and you don't want, I don't know.
Yeah, because you don't.
It's before they hurt you, you want to hurt them.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
you
there's
get there
three
first.
Reasons. There's three reasons. Make it two reasons. There's two reasons. You know what? Forget it.
What?
He got out
even
of that,
one reason?
He got out of that routine before you thought he may like it. So have you ever been caught leaving a man's home? And you had to make an excuse?
No, I just say bye and I leave.
Bye.
Want to hear a funny story?
That's a real gentleman. Yeah. You're a real gentleman when you do something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to leave my now husband. I was trying to leave his house like really, really fast the first night I spent the night over there.
Oh, I thought you're talking about 2 days ago.
No.
Your husband's house.
No. And his mom is an SAT tutor. And it happened to be Saturday morning. She had all the students there to take a practice SAT test. And I was trying to leave with like my heels and like makeup and like just a shirt on. And they stopped me and made me sit down to take the test because they thought I was one of the students.
Oh, my God.
So why didn't you say no?
Did you just do the test?
Because she's competitive and finish it. She got into college. She has her master's.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I did well.
A lot of people end up with STDs, but she got her master's.
Okay. My current boyfriend of 4 years actually snuck out. It was 3 a.m, one of the first time we ever like hung out, and he slept over. I woke up and he was just completely gone, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and right. I give him, and he's like, it was so hot in there and I just had to leave. Like, I felt sick. And I'm like, he pulled a,
wait,
he ghosted
wait.
Me.
You should have left first.
Yeah, I should have, like, yeah, exactly.
You left first.
But is that a good line? I'm just, it was so hot in there, like, and I just have to leave.
Yeah, I was like,
it's not
like
you.
It was, I like my room
hot
at like
the temperature. Stunk, and I just wanted to get the fuck
no,
out of there.
No, not like it's that. Not like, you, I like to keep my thermostat the at 74 degrees. Like, I like the thermostat really high.
Oh, I hate that.
100%.
So he's like, it was too hot in there. I had to leave.
It's hot.
Well,
in
now
there.
That's fair. Now 74 is insane.
I don't know.
A sergeant and two corporals and one private have a major problem. It sounds like a general question.
They're all laughing.
Can you repeat that?
A sergeant.
Are you sure?
A sergeant, two corporals, and one private have a major problem.
Yeah.
Sounds like a general question.
Yeah, it is a general question.
I remember when you were dating Lou.
Yes, I remember when I was dating Lou too.
No. Yeah. Don't you remember you showed up at somebody's house and she hosed you?
What?
It could have happened, Howie. It
you don't could've remember?
I don't remember. Tell me.
I'm not going to. If you don't want to talk about it, it's,
I don't
it's
remember.
Your story.
We're going. My story. When I went to the person's, I went to this girl's house, right?
He does remember.
He completely remembers.
And when I got there, as I was leaving.
No, you were wearing sneakers.
I was wearing sneakers because I needed something on my feet. I remember that day.
She said, do you take off the shoes in the house?
I took off the shoes in my house. And she took out the hose
and
washed
feet.
My feet because
what?
Because the sneakers were
dirty.
These new sneakers had a unique odor.
It's your feet that stuck.
Oh, my gosh. She was a clean freak.
Oh, no.
No,
they were
his
that
feet,
bad?
His feet stunk. But this is the beauty of this story. He's not telling you. It's got a happy ending. No, there is a pun intended.
Are they married?
No. I'm saying that she's still like if
she didn't kick me out.
That's the point. If a guy, let me ask you, Andrea, right now you're single. If a guy shows up at the door
and
his feet stink.
You say,
would you hose him off and bring him in? Or would you just say, not now, you know what, I don't feel well, go home.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't hose off his feet. That would not be my reaction.
That's love.
I don't think I've ever been in that situation, though.
No. You've
the
never met anybody
feet
with...
stunk so bad, yeah. No,
you've
never
been in the thing where a guy's feet stunk?
No,
let
yeah.
me show you.
Lindsay?
I could no. put her in that no. situation right now.
Oh! I feel like you just have to endure it, right? Like, you just wouldn't want to be mean.
I mean, they're not like, they don't go in your face anyways.
Yeah,
you don't know how Lou does it.
I would just be like, let's put our shoes back on. Like, it's fine, you know?
We should
go outside for a walk. Let's put our shoes back on.
We should cuddle with our shoes on.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
That was
Andrea was afraid to do the podcast because she thought we were too political.
The only one that I saw was
here's my
political.
Question, if you want to be political. If the economy is so bad, why are people still buying food?
You gotta eat.
Hear them laughing back there. They love it.
The people who are listening are going, who are these people back there that are laughing? This is horrible.
It's like those jokes that are just so unfunny, you have to laugh. No, I'm sorry.
It's like that. It is like that. No, if you want to.
Okay, I'm like not mean.
That's the description.
Oh, you're mean.
That's your. That's the best description.
Okay,
of what like, you're hearing
no,
so
no, it's
far.
Like anti-humor. Like it's a total like genre of comedy. It's
anti-humor. It's an observation. If the economy is so bad, explain to me why people are still buying food.
It gets better when it's repeated.
No, it's not. It's an observation.
It's like that guy with stinky feet comes in, but he's a good lay.
Then you gotta suck it up. It is what it is.
Oh, keep your lips off of the toast.
Oh, my God.
What is a deal breaker then? If stinky feet aren't a deal breaker, what's a deal breaker?
Oh, there's a million things that are a deal breaker.
Right. Let's
what's like one of your biggest pet peeves?
Breaking up with me.
Oh, no. We're not gonna get personal.
I know.
That'll break the deal every
time. She just had gone through a breakup.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's okay. We're not gonna talk about it. I just thought it'd be a funny joke for Jackie.
Oh, okay.
Just for me.
Just for Jackie.
Okay.
Deal breaker. Yeah. I'm trying to think of something that.
What's the most embarrassing thing, Lindsay and or Andrea? What's the most embarrassing thing like in the dating life that has happened?
Hmm. Honestly, I think for me, I ended up going on two different dates in the same day. It just, for some reason, with my scheduling.
Oh, it's scheduling.
It didn't work out. I hadn't been able to. This was way before. And like my boyfriend, he was one of the guys. Like we've had, we really went through it at the beginning. And I went on a date with my current boyfriend, and then I went on a date with this different guy after. And then my current boyfriend ended up going to the same spot with his friends after and saw me there later with a different guy. And he was like so mad. He's like, I'm such an idiot. But I literally just saw him and I was like, all right, it is what it is. Like, there's just nothing like you can do about this. But
did you try to play it off like you were just hanging out
no,
with
No, it
friend?
Was like one of his
no,
friends.
No, you just
too.
Heard the excuse.
Oh, it was one of his friends?
Really?
You went on a date with one of his friends?
On the same day?
On the same day?
And then wow. I sound evil. Like, I'm not this mean, I swear.
No, not mean. It just sounds like you get around.
I sound evil for no. No. I've been in a relationship. I was in a 3-year relationship, and now I'm in a 4, like one. But I was single for a couple months, and I happened to go on 2 dates in one day. And
when he catches you an hour later with another person who happens to be his friend, was that your excuse? It's not what you think. This is just a scheduling issue.
He just looked at me and he didn't say anything. Luckily, he's not very good. He wasn't like going to be confrontational. But then he's a nice guy, so he just saw me. And
so then
like,
he took advantage. So then he took you out the next week.
No, he like,
had his way with you and left in the middle of the night because it was too hot in there.
Maybe that was his revenge. Honestly,
he had a scheduling problem.
That was probably his revenge.
Andrea,
what
embarrassing moment?
I'm trying to think. I've literally been trying to think this whole time, and I can't think of anything.
No thinking.
I know one.
Go ahead.
It's not me. It's not. It's someone else. And
you
I'm not
know that
say,
when it starts like
no,
that, it's her.
It's not me. It's someone else, and I'm not going to say the name.
A good friend of mine.
No, I'm not going to say the name. But I know that she started dating a guy, and then in the middle of the night, she farted so loud that it was. I swear it's not me.
It's not me. She's like, it's not me. Don't worry.
It woke her
no,
up.
No, nobody in this room has farted in the middle of the night.
No, she farted so loud that it woke her up. And then she was just lying silently, and the guy rolled over and said her name. Like, let's just say her name was Susie. Like, Susie? And she didn't know what to do, so then she started going, ow, ow.
What?
That was her what? Reaction.
Ow.
So what does that do?
Did it work? Did she play it off?
It play what
me.
Off?
It wasn't me.
But what is it playing it off? What
I don't
is
know.
Ow
that
do?
Was her reaction for her farting, and then she got embarrassed, so she pretended like something was hurt, so she started screaming
well,
ow.
That's an injury.
Like yeah. Something like hit her, and that yeah. Was the sound of the fart.
I don't know. Ow.
Ow.
Ow. It's not what you think. Ow.
I think it went so far.
Ooh, there's another one.
I think it went so far.
Ow.
I think it went so far that he took her to the hospital.
What?
It went so far that he took her to the hospital.
What is that? How do you explain to the doctor why you're there?
Oh. She gets in. She's like, I farted. Just let me go.
You just have to go with the lie so much you end up going to the hospital.
You know this person too.
I do.
If I may just say, nothing more attractive than 3 beautiful girls talking about farting.
Yeah. That's why the people that are listening to the podcast are just not enjoying it as much as the people watching right now on YouTube.
I know. You really have to watch this go down.
Yeah.
You really have to go.
Listening, that doesn't do half.
When's your next race there?
Well, the season's over, so it's not going to be until end of February, but I'm testing, like practicing.
You're practicing?
I think.
Who's your sponsor?
So this year we're locking it down. But last year was Clubhouse Media Group. This year we're talking to a few people, so it's not secured yet.
Oh, I like Clubhouse. That's the audio.
No, it was a different Clubhouse. It was one of those TikTok houses, actually. But they sponsored my racing, and they were a publicly traded company. And
are you scared?
What does it cost to sponsor a card? Like if I wanted to put the sticker, like the Howie Mandel does stuff sticker on your card.
It depends. There's different packages you can get, but for the primary sponsorship, you're looking at least a few hundred thousand dollars.
Get a couple of them, Howie. Get a couple of them.
No, but I want this podcast to sponsor a race.
You should. That would be amazing. Yeah, I'll have you reach out. I'll have my manager reach out, and you guys can set it all up.
Are you terrified when you're racing?
No, you can't.
What are you digging for?
You can't be scared.
I think I lost a lottery ticket.
Oh my god! You can't be scared when you're racing unless that's how you will get into an accident. If you're scared and timid, you're gonna get in an accident.
That's why I don't race. Right there. That's the reason.
Don't put your finger near Andrea like that.
That's why I don't do it.
Andrea, do you like driving fast?
Not really, honestly. That's one of the things that I do like to do, I think, daredevilish things.
What's the most daredevilish? Because I know she used to do videos with your brother, with Alex.
Yeah.
And she was up for anything. And you were shooting giant guns. And you were
like jumping off things.
Yeah,
and
it's crazy.
She's like a stunt woman.
Wow. I like doing stuff like that, but for some reason, cars really freak me out. And I think it's because I don't have control of it at all. And if I did have control of it, I'm not good at controlling it. So I don't want to.
You don't want to like deal. Yeah, I can't be in a passenger seat now after the crash. Like, I'm like, I don't want anyone going fast if I'm a passenger.
Because after it's like, it's like a control helicopter
issue. Yeah.
So do you think you have PTSD?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Are you seeing somebody about it?
Yeah.
Good.
I can't. I'm scared of flying now. Like, it's like a whole.
Oh, even in an airplane.
And I have to. Yeah, even in an airplane. Like, I have to go to Dubai.
Even in an airplane. You don't have to say even in an airplane. Where else do you fly?
A jet, a rocket.
Oh, you're going to Dubai?
Yeah. In a few weeks, that's a 16-hour flight. I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to have a glass of wine or something.
A glass. Let me just tell you something. I didn't go through what you went through, and I'm scared of flying. I don't have to have PTSD to not want to get in a plane. Every time I'm in a plane and it's in the air, I scream loudly, "We're flying!" Like it shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, it's I don't like get how.
You used to always talk about that. You were afraid of flying, and what did people say to you all the time?
You got nothing to
it's
worry.
It's safer than cars.
Yeah,
people. If you're they used to say if you can't worry about that. If your number comes up,
Your number comes up, but what if it's the guy behind me? His number comes
up.
Right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And then he takes you down with
him. There's my point. There's the point I'm trying.
I don't get how, I don't understand planes or helicopters. Like, how is this metal tube flying through the air? You know, cars I get, but I just don't understand planes.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll explain it. I'll give you a pamphlet from the Wright brothers.
Like, they just don't make sense.
They don't make sense to you?
How do you adapt to it so quickly, though? Never fear. You were not afraid of it one time, were you, flying? It was always...
I did for a short period of time.
You did?
I had a little incident. And then after that, I was afraid.
What happened?
But with my incident?
Yes.
We had something called a flame out. So go ahead.
No, I was like, oh, that sounds scary.
It was?
Yeah.
So I was in, we were flying. I fly all the time. I'll fly this week. It's great. I got to tell the story and then I'm going to get on a plane. I am. But, and enjoy your flight to Dubai.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm afraid to tell it because she has PTSD. Okay.
No, don't say it. It's fine. Say it. I don't care.
So yeah. I was in a plane.
I don't want to hear it.
What?
I don't want to know.
I'll tell you something. I'll tell you another story.
Tell me a story about
maybe going to... No, it's okay. You can say it. Say it.
When's the last time you went to the grocery store?
So I was in a plane and we lost pressure. This is another story.
Oh.
And I used the same plane every time out of Van Nuys here. And I used the same plane every time. And in one time, me and Rich will tell you this story. We got there and they said, we got on a different plane. And I said, where's the plane? Because I got comfortable using the same plane. And they said, we sold the plane. And I said, you sold the plane? Yeah, they sold it to Payne Stewart.
Payne Stewart.
Yes, who was a golfer.
Okay.
Now, Caroline,
Payne Stewart.
On your computer there,
sounds
Google
kind of
Payne Stewart. Just Google him. Watch this. There we go.
The first thing
did
that
you
comes
see the first
up,
thing
no
that
way.
Came up?
What was it?
What was it?
Go start typing it again because... there.
Oh,
go,
my God.
Go oh, my God. Go
the second one. You just said plane. Okay. The plane crash. It was that week.
Oh, you're
oh my
kidding
gosh.
Me.
So I was in that plane and we were flying out of Miami and we lost pressure and we had to go down. Rich, who's here in the room, we went up, we lost pressure. The bags came down. I thought my ears were going to explode.
Oh my gosh.
They brought it back and they said they got it fixed. They sold the plane the next time. This is like a week later after I was in it. It's 1999.
Remember this now. It flew around for hours, right?
Because it lost pressure and the pilot lost consciousness and everybody in the plane lost consciousness and they were following it and they were going to shoot it down and they waited for it to run out of fuel. Wow. And then it landed someplace in South Dakota.
That was your plane?
I was on that plane a week before that mess that you're seeing on the ground about 100 times.
Whoa.
That's scariest story I've ever
actually,
heard.
No, I have other ones. Anyway, enjoy your flight to Dubai.
Well, thank you. Yeah. See, I mean, private planes always have scared me.
Really?
That's where most of the incidents occur, are private aircraft.
No, I find that most of the incidents occur on major flights to Dubai.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding.
Okay, enjoy your flight this week. I'll enjoy my flight.
And the 405.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm kidding. The truth is that ultimately, I mean, you...
you. That was luck, though. That's pure luck that you were not on that plane.
Yeah.
That
was everything
God's
is
hand.
It's
on top
luck
of you.
That somebody didn't cross the center lane on your drive over here.
Exactly.
And you have much. It's 10 times and probably 100 times more dangerous just to drive over here. And I'm not talking about your driving.
No, like just to drive on the 405. Right?
To drive any place. Yeah. You don't know. There's thousands of people behind the wheel of many tons of metal that are just hurling.
Most of them suck at driving too, like, let's be honest.
They don't care. I do. I'm the worst driver there is. So just being on the road with me. And then what I love more than anything, even living in LA, I watch a chase.
You love the chases.
Yeah.
But people go on the other side of the road and people get hurt. It's really dangerous.
It's crazy.
And if somebody dies, it's terrible. But other than that, it's really good entertainment.
Yeah, to watch the chase.
That goes for anything. Yeah. Even in, it doesn't even have to be a chase. That's always
that's
a rule.
People watch racing because it's like
even like musicals are good as long as nobody dies. The circus is fun as long as nobody dies, right?
Yeah, I think that's why people watch racing because it's you're on the edge so much and it's kind of dangerous. I mean, with the technology,
you've had
now,
a bunch of accidents.
My worst crash was in July. I hit a wall going like 90 miles an hour. It was a racing incident and it was my first major crash and my back still hurts and stuff. But I'm fine.
Were you hospitalized?
No. I thought I was going to be. I was like, all right, like we'll see what happens. And then I was able to walk out.
Did you lose consciousness?
No, thank God.
But your back still hurts. You know?
It's just like, it was just muscular tension, I think.
It still hurts you?
Yeah, a little bit. I just threw it.
It happened in July and it still hurts.
Well, I threw it back out doing deadlifts.
I'm not a doctor, but if it still hurts and it happened in July.
I know.
You would go to somebody who says they're a doctor.
I probably should go again to the doctor. We'll see. But that's it.
Andrea? You haven't said anything in a long time, and you're sitting there in kind of a topless outfit.
I'm listening.
You're just sitting
there. Jackie put hers back on.
I know.
I'm sorry. You could put yours back on,
no,
too.
What
was that noise? I just heard a noise. Right?
Are they the same?
Wow. No, say ow.
Different.
Ow. There no, I honestly want to put it back on, but I'm so hot right now.
Yeah.
It's really toasty.
Is it
so
hot
I don't
in here?
Want to put it
it's
back on.
I don't mind it, though, because I like the, you know, I like.
Oh, 74.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if I was wearing a normal top, I'd feel better. But Jackie made me wear this thing.
Let me just say this.
Thank you.
And then you put this back on and left her out.
Exactly. She left me on my own in this hot, toasty
room. We have shirts.
Can I ask you something? Oh, yeah, we sell merch.
We have shirts.
Take whatever one. Take whatever
I
one you
take
want.
Take it off?
Yeah.
I like do stuff.
Yeah, put that on.
Okay. You haven't been hot until you sit next to two short people. Then you'll see what heat is.
Why?
I sat next to two short people.
Little people.
Little people.
Aww.
Dwarves.
Cute people. Cute.
Dwarves.
Dwarves.
He's always inappropriate. He's talking about another episode of this.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow. That we could sell. Like, let's say the merch is now available.
Yeah, this, model one, this one will go for 200.
Oh, you could sell that on eBay. Yeah. Andrea, also part-times as a bartender.
I do, yes.
What is That's the so cool. weird... It is very cool. Yeah. What is, and making drinks is an art in itself.
What's the name of the place?
Elefante.
Oh, nice.
You know Elefante in Santa Monica?
No.
I frequent that place.
Everyone knows Elefante.
It's
you know
a
what
hip
else?
Place.
You know what else
now
she
you're
going
to have a bunch of weirdos showing up. To
well, I think
place.
She has that anyway.
It's already happened. Yesterday, I have so many stories from yesterday.
Yesterday?
I don't know what happened on a Monday.
Go ahead.
Well, this one lady was trying to get me to come to a singles mixer, and I was
how did
like,
she know you were single?
She asked me. She's, are you single? And I was like, yeah, I am. And she was like, do you want to come to the singles mixer? And I was like, I don't know.
What's
and then
a mixer?
She proceeded to tell me that I was attainably
like
pretty.
Water or 7-Up.
Go ahead.
She proceeded to tell me that I would be really good for it because I'm attainably pretty.
What does that even mean?
Like, I'm not pretty enough that it'll intimidate the guy. And they'll
so
feel
mean.
Comfortable enough to approach me.
That's horrible.
Because I'm not that pretty.
Attainably pretty.
And she
that's
stuck
like
with
insult.
It, too.
You are so
oh,
much
so
more
mean.
Than attainable.
Yeah.
I was like, that's like the meanest thing anyone's ever said
that's
to me.
That's not true, by the way.
That's not true. You don't seem
thank
attainable.
You.
You're not attainable.
You're not attainable.
Thank you.
You're
not
attainable.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is
Alex.
The weirdest thing I got? Got ask Alex.
Alex has probably seen some weird people hit on you in weird situations.
Honestly, I'm pretty mean. People don't usually hit on me.
Really?
When I'm like,
well, don't they try? You're not mean before. You're mean. Like, has somebody said something and tell us what a retort has been to what they have said?
Not retard.
Retort.
No.
Lou,
no, I'm just clarifying, huh? We're clarifying here.
I can't, like, my brain doesn't access these memories like you're.
But what's the weirdest thing somebody ever said to you?
The weirdest thing someone's ever said.
That's not even good. Like, just the lamest. I can't
like
imagine.
A pickup line?
I had cheese in my hair.
There's a guy with
cheese
his...
in my hair?
Cheese.
Oh.
There was a guy with his dad, and they were
already
talking to me.
Already, it's like...
Yeah, there was a guy with his dad, and he just walked up to me, came around the bar, so he was away from his dad, and was like, hey, I'm only in town for a night. Want to hang out?
Oh, my God. Like, that's just lame.
Well, when you're with your dad, that's not a date. That's a play date.
Well, yeah. And then his dad, I went back over, and he was like, did he ask you out? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I told him it wouldn't work.
Because you don't seem attainable.
That's what it is. Yeah, yes.
What is the most common alcoholic beverage people order from you at the bar?
Tequila shots.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then they walk away from their father and go, you want to hang out?
Yeah. I love that. I'm only in town for one night. Like, you only get to see me for one night.
Well, I got to say something. Can I tell them, can we talk about Hinge for a second?
Yeah.
So this is why I love Andrea. Andrea is brilliant. I really do think you're brilliant. And so Andrea is newly single and she put herself, I don't think she checks it out, but she's making herself available.
You put yourself on it. You don't actually take it seriously or like. Meet up
so she's
anyone,
on
you know?
Hinge. And on Hinge, you know, I think the proper terminology is you create some sort of profile or a little story or something that people kind of get to know you beyond your picture. So do you want to, you should say, what does it say on your Hinge? And then we'll talk about how this works for you.
So, my lead question on Hinge, it's like really large right at the front, is would you rather get a good hand job from your grandmother or a bad hand job from your grandmother?
Lou? Wait. Lou?
No. The answer to that is no.
But the reason for this question I found so fucking brilliant.
What's the reason?
It really weeds out a lot of people because you find people that have a good sense of humor. You find the people that don't have a good sense of humor.
You find the
people
creeps.
That are just creepy. Mm-hmm. So they're people that say, you know, oh my God, ew. And then you're like, all right, you're gone. Unmatched.
No sense of humor.
No sense of humor. Right. There are ones that play into it. There are ones that talk about their grandmas being dead, which I find hilarious. They automatically
dead grandmother. If you have a dead grandmother, it means you got a great sense of humor.
Hard to find. You know what's funnier than that? A dead grandfather.
Oh my God.
Oh, dead people are hysterical.
That seems to be a theme of this podcast.
Yeah. What?
Like death and
death and. But here's the point. It's Alex, who's my son, explained to me why. So if somebody goes. They can be really creepy. You can answer that question really creepily. I don't have to go into that. So, you know, oh my God, you're a creeper. You either understand that this young lady has a great sense of humor and you play along, you go, that's great. Or they have no sense of humor. I haven't seen a question on a dating site that kind of based on one little answer where you could size the person up. And that's what this does. It really.
So should Alex have that question then on his profiles?
He needs to make his own. Yeah. He can't take my jokes.
But why?
That's what, like his, he should say, if you went down on your great aunt. Oh, no, that's what he needs to do. Would you want it to taste salty?
Oh, boy. Let me ask you this, Emily.
See? We don't only talk about death.
Let me ask you this. Emily, why do you have to?
Emily. He's talking to Emily. Please, everybody shut up so he can get his question to Emily.
Why?
Wait, Lou, first question.
Okay.
Who's Emily?
Which one are you referring to?
Aren't you
to?
Emily?
Andrea.
Oh, okay.
I'll be Emily for you.
Is that a good opening line for a guy? Yeah. Aren't you Emily?
Aren't you Emily?
So let me ask you.
Emily doesn't seem so terrible.
Why are these questions even necessary? Before the internets, people used to meet. And they would have a conversation, and then you could find out in 3-4 months if the person is weird.
In 3-4 months. We don't have that kind of time.
Yeah,
because
kind
as
of time
you
anymore.
Know, and if you've been listening to the podcast, everybody's dying. We don't have 3-4 months.
We don't have that time.
People get into accidents.
Yeah.
The idea of dying sometimes.
Lindsay, 4 years. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay. When are you taking it to the next level? Or do you want to get married?
Oh, I don't know. See, I mean, I want to eventually get married.
Can
but...
we call him and ask him what he thinks?
He would be so... He probably won't answer. I'm
Let's see
sure
if he answers. Give me his number.
You don't have a choice. It's happening.
It's happening.
Oh, my God.
You're like a matchmaker. You do this on...
I'm not a matchmaker. They're already together. Take
matchmaker.
I don't want to say it aloud. And
no,
then
no, no. Don't say it.
Okay.
But just tell me. Just tell me.
Oh, you know what? And I'll tell him. Hit dial and get hand me the phone.
Okay.
Dial. Give me the phone. Here we go. Is it ringing?
Yeah, it's ringing.
You'll hear him now. There he is.
She doesn't have headphones on.
Oh, here.
Oh.
He probably won't answer because he's working.
Well, hockey's so busy right now.
Yeah, it is.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay. Why doesn't he answer your
phone? He's one of
them.
I know.
He's
sometimes bad with his phone.
Tell him you're Guy Lafleur and you want your stick back.
Tell him you're Guy Lafleur and you want your stick back.
He might be on a call or like a meeting or something.
Really?
But, yeah.
Or maybe he's hot. He's really hot.
And he just had to get out of there.
He had to get out of there.
He couldn't be with us because he had a scheduling problem.
I hope not.
Wow. So, do you think that's what the audience is doing right now?
100%, yeah. No, they tapped out a long time ago.
Well, eventually, I feel like I would want to get married, but I have so much to do, like career-wise, with racing and just
find
stuff
some spare time.
You have your whole life to be married or live with a guy. So I live with my best friend, and you know, it's like you have your whole.
Oh, you don't live together with the guy?
No, because I mean, we were long distance for the first 2 years. And like you literally have your whole life to live with a guy, I feel like. And until you're honestly like engaged or whatever, there's not really a point.
But let me ask you something. Just because you're married, you think you have to stop your career and do?
No, of course not. But like, I don't expect to have a ring on it right now. I think we're both like so focused on other things that like marriage.
Do you know the lyrics to Single Ladies?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Single lady.
No, I mean,
Hang on. I'm thinking of another song. I'm thinking of the funny version of Single Ladies. I'm thinking of the Beyonce version, right?
Yeah.
Single lady.
No, it's not it. Who's your roommate? What does your roommate do?
Marley. She is an Instagram influencer.
So really?
She's like a model.
Let's call Marley.
Should we?
Yeah. tell her.
Ask her what?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Something. We'll figure what's out happening. What the influence.
You want to get her in?
If she doesn't answer, then...
This is Kyle, by the way.
Then everyone.
Oh, wait.
What do you got there? Whoa!
Thank you.
That was necessary.
No, it's celebratory.
Okay.
Celebrate. Thank you, Kyle.
Calling.
Thank you. Oh, here.
Oh, okay. What is that?
It's a buck.
And if she doesn't answer, then honestly, like...
then what are you saying? Go fuck yourself?
Know. Yeah.
Marley.
Marlit.
Marlit.
Is that deer talking?
Yes.
If she doesn't answer,
celebrating your birthday,
Jackie, they're talking to you.
Oh, happy belated birthday, Howie!
Oh, yeah.
Happy belated birthday.
No, happy birthday, Jackie.
It's not my birthday.
It is.
Happy belated birthday.
This comes out on the 14th.
Oh, happy birthday! Oh, thank you.
Hello, Marley.
Happy birthday, Jackie.
Happy birthday,
Marley.
Jackie.
Marley. Marley.
Hello. Marley. Oh, what? I think she got nervous. Did she get nervous?
Marley hung up because she wasn't invited to the party.
Oh, shit. Well, guys, I wish I could have had fun.
You know the beauty of this?
Just make up seven numbers.
Wait, it's my birthday.
We were in our scheduling meeting this morning.
Wait.
Where we organized. Wait, for what?
Should I have these
it's
on?
It's my birthday.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Or as they say at El Compadre, happy birthday to you.
Should I have these on?
What?
Should I have these on?
She asks an hour into the podcast.
I know.
Oh, I feel left out.
Whatever you do, don't have those. Can you hear me? Yeah. Is it the first time you've been able to hear me in the entire hour?
Yeah.
All right. No. What's wrong, Lou? You coughing?
No. I was thinking out loud.
With phlegm?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, that's so exciting. It's your birthday. What are you doing later?
I had no idea. You were like 2 weeks apart. Right? You're the 29th? And
we're not 2 weeks apart. This is my daughter.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying day-wise.
Why do you make that sign for day?
This is the sign for emphasizing day.
Day-wise.
Day-wise.
I don't understand anything he does.
It's not actually my birthday. They said this episode comes out on my birthday.
Okay.
Right, it's the
Andrea,
same thing.
We got a fool. Lou?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm talking to Andrea.
Yes.
Or as you call her, Emily.
Emily, yeah.
Thoughts on Lou?
Yes. Yes.
I love Lou.
Yes.
And I think Lou's great.
When you think about it, really, what's not to love?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking this whole time I've been sitting
Lindsay?
Here.
Lindsay?
Yeah, I love him. He's pretty cool.
I'm cool. What's your problem?
There is no problem. I want the audience at home to know how people sitting here feel about you.
Yes.
Because we do get mixed reactions.
We do. We
I
do.
Thought that Bill Burr hated you.
Who?
Is that what happened? Bill Burr.
Oh, Bill Burr, actually, we're going out now. We're
That's hot.
I don't think he hated. You think he hated him?
No, I don't think no, he hated me. I think Bill Burr.
I thought he was joking.
I thought Rick Glassman hated you.
I don't know.
No, I don't think he hated you.
No, I don't think.
From the last podcast, last week's podcast, just put up the you don't have to see it. Just
no, it's mostly good.
No, they're really good.
Are they?
It doesn't matter. Whatever. No. You don't have to. You don't have to curate them.
Oh, just, can I tell you? Can we put up that one comment I saw about
Let her not look. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going to the comments.
Yeah.
The comments.
The one about the only time that he hogs the microphone.
Yeah, no, but let's say this was some of the most fun I've had in a while. Wait.
Oh, that's a good one.
Lou had me laughing like crazy.
All right.
Oh, there it is. Number Dave. It's the third one. The only episode lifted up. The only episode in which Lou keeps the microphone glued to his face is also the one where he's supposed to share it with two other people.
That's hilarious. Davey. Good one, Dave. That's so funny.
More prank calls. Do you guys want to do a prank call?
Yeah, why not?
Go ahead. It's up to you. I'm not talking about
here. Oh, do I want to do it?
Oh, I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it? No.
I have a comment for you to read.
You know what would be great for me to read?
I feel like a prank call would be good for you.
The R's in Lou's armor. That one, Caroline is definitely... Oh, that Caroline wants me to read this. Wait, can we stop for a second? Here, let's just... Caroline wants me to read this.
Okay.
She's highlighted this. Caroline is definitely the highlight of the show for me. Love seeing her beautiful face whenever she takes the mask down.
Aww.
And that's
she said aunt.
Yeah, Caroline. No, that's so nice. But it's from your own mom. So it doesn't mean anything.
I don't know who Mr.
But it says less than three. Take the mask down less than three. What does that mean?
It's a heart.
A heart.
Oh, a heart. Okay.
See, you see it as a heart. It looks like a little short little dick and balls.
Oh.
Doesn't it?
Well,
hearts aren't sideways. Maybe it's a heart on.
Yes, I took arithmetic in school, and that looks like less than three. I'm really good with, by the way, pluses and takeaways. I'm not so good with intos.
This was a fever dream of an episode. Lou should really lean in the dark comedy a lot more. They want you to be a little more dark.
Yeah, I can be.
Look at their username.
Who? Which one?
Look at their username.
The fever dream of an episode.
Fuck off, bitch.
And apparently,
fuck off, bitch wants you to be darker.
Apparently, F-U-C-K was already taken, so he had to come up with another version.
Oh yeah,
of
fuck.
He had to be creative.
Well, even they took up and bitch was they. Oh, you know what they did, so they don't get taken down, right?
Why?
Because it doesn't say fuck off, bitch, right?
What does it say?
Fuck.
Red Bull likes you,
bitch.
Jackie.
What?
Red Bull.
Have you ever taken somebody for a
just
ride?
Red Bull.
And, oh, wow.
Lindsay, have you ever taken somebody for a ride and just scared the shit out of them?
Like, yeah. Yep.
I would love to do a prank with you because I would think, but now you're so known. But I
no,
think
it, not really. Like
I think you
I
are.
Feel like to the person on the street, no one would.
I just think you look like such a young, innocent,
a crazy
like an Uber driver.
Yeah, it would be funny to do like a Uber driver prank or something.
And just go crazy in the
can
city.
Can you please put on this helmet?
I wanted to do a video where I just pull up in my full race suit just to drive-thrus or something, or just walk into a Starbucks or something. But that's kind of
can you do any? Do you do any drifting or anything like that?
I actually just learned how to drift about a year ago because you don't really drift on purpose.
What does that mean? Again, I don't know.
You don't know what drifting is?
No.
Have you seen Tokyo Drift in Fast and Furious?
That's another thing that I have not seen.
Yeah.
No, we make sure that he doesn't
like
wear a headset
most
of the time and he has no reference to anything. That's the beauty of
Lou. People do donuts and drift around corners.
But Lindsay, you have to equip your
car.
How
do you know what it means? How are you this hip all of a sudden?
My R8's all-wheel drive, so you can't, it's not an easy car to drift,
but I know drifters. I was trying to do a show with Steve Aoki on drifting.
Oh, I did a video with him. He's cool.
He's really cool. Yeah. And he's a friend. And his sister was in Tokyo Drift.
Devin, I think is
her name. But I went and I got the rights to there's a league, a worldwide drifting league.
Yeah.
But all those cars are specifically
engineered to drift.
But tell me what that means, drifting. I know donuts, you mentioned that, but what is
not the kind, not Dunkin'.
No, not Dunkin'.
Drifting's just when you purposely cause oversteer, which is when the rear end, you know, kicks out from under.
I'll show you after the podcast, we have little drift carts here. In the warehouse.
Oh my gosh, I saw them.
Did you see them?
So you're going to have to do that. We'll have to go and...
Sure.
Lindsay, will you do a video where you're drifting on the carts with
us? Yeah, yeah.
We should do that. Alex, my son.
My son.
Yeah, we should do some drifting with Lindsay, right?
Yeah.
That'd be a good video for like TikTok or something. Look out! Yeah. Where are you? Where'd she go? Where'd she go? Lindsay, listen to me. Focus.
Hey, what's up?
Put this on TikTok.
Yeah, we should. That'd be fun.
And Andrea, you'll do it too.
I'll do it. I'll try my best.
I'll try to. I've never drifted like one of those little cars.
You started on carts.
Yeah, that's not like a go-kart though. That's like a little.
What is it?
And that's just like a toy cart, right?
Well, that sounds so. As a guy talking to a woman, that's not a real cart. That just looks like a toy.
I've
seen much bigger in my day.
No, I feel like when I tell people I grew up go-karting, they think I was like on K1 speed, just like.
That's what they think. That's the first thing that popped into my head.
No.
I started go-karting. The first thing that popped in my head is
K1 speed.
K1 speed.
I know, and I'm like, no. They're like, that's kind of like interesting. I'm like, no, it's like a real deal. Like. They go like 90 miles an hour. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Shifter cards.
So I did that. Simon Cowell, who I work with, bought those like 90.
The crazy ones?
He bought those. Yeah. Like, but I didn't know. I know nothing about it. And I'm a shitty driver at best. And we were shooting AGT in Pasadena. And he said, Howie, you want to go-kart? And I said, I love go-karting.
Yeah, just like K1.
So he brought these cars out. And I think we did a piece of it on the tape. And I almost died because I put the gas down and they go 90 and I spun out on a street into traffic. It was horrible.
That actually is scary. Yeah, they're crazy.
But they're real vehicles, but they're not licensed. They're like real gas, brakes, cars.
Do you want me to show you a picture?
Yeah, show me a picture.
Okay. Yeah, can you take them out on the road and like actually legally drive them?
You're not supposed to, but we're in show business.
So I do whatever I want.
As a celebrity, I'm allowed to do things.
Oh, they look like a real race car.
Yes, that's the shift lever. That's me.
Let me see.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
Will you send that picture over to Jeremy because I want to put it in there?
Yes.
And they go 90?
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
I've driven 90 before. I was on my vehicle and I drove.
You've been hit by a car.
I have been hit by a car.
And broke his leg.
Yeah, bus. I was actually a transport trailer.
Really?
Yeah, it was a trans. I was running.
Into traffic.
Yes, to catch a bus. And the transport trailer tried to stop and hit me and broke my leg.
Oh my God!
He's lucky to be alive.
Lucky to be.
And
yeah,
this is the thing. And Lou is a stand-up comic, and but he could not afford to not be at the gigs.
Yeah.
So he was taking the. Do you remember this?
And I was on medication.
He was on medication, and he had a broken leg, and he couldn't walk. And in some of the clubs, you know, they go, "Ladies and gentlemen, Lou Dinos," but he couldn't walk from the back.
So they had me covered.
So he would get there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon for an 8 o'clock show. They would put him on the stool on the stage and they would put a blanket over the stool.
And
people would come in, eat dinner, and he'd be there for like 3 hours.
Oh my God.
And then the show would start.
On medication, I fell asleep.
Fell asleep. He would be on the stool like that and they'd go, "Ladies and gentlemen, Lou Dinos." And somebody would pull the cover off and then he'd wake up and do his act.
And they still hated me. Even with the broken leg, I sucked.
I know. You used to say, somebody said break a leg and that was your act.
That's right.
Yeah. Break a leg.
That sounds like a great lawsuit.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
Well,
did you win money?
What?
Say again?
Did you win money on that case?
No, you know, a lawyer did come to see me and...
In the show. That's not how it works. You have to go see a lawyer.
No, but he heard about this accident.
Where are you going?
I have to pee. I've been drinking water.
He heard about this accident. He came to my apartment and...
We're right in the middle of a podcast.
No, I can't hold it anymore.
Well, Alex, sit in while your sister's gone.
I don't want to have kids.
Alex, come and sit in while your sister's gone.
What do you guys think about pranking Lindsay's mom? I feel like we should do that.
We could. What should we say?
I don't know. You tell me. You know
she's
a little bit about your
fan.
Mom.
She's a big fan. She absolutely loved Deal or No Deal growing up. So I told her I was coming
on. Wait, your mother loved Deal or No Deal growing up? How old am I?
No.
Your
when
mother
I was
grew
growing up.
Oh, when you
we
were growing
up. We would watch Deal or No Deal, and my mom was a huge fan, so we actually should prank her.
What are you doing?
Posing
for?
Yeah. I don't need those. I can hear everything in here.
That's Lou, by the way.
Hey, how you doing?
I never get to see your face
I know,
straight on.
I'm really handsome from that angle.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You've never watched a podcast?
No, it's always like a decent. I guess since he doesn't look straight that way. Look no. right at the camera.
Okay.
Which camera do you look at?
Well, actually, see, it's moving right now.
Yeah. Oh. I see it. Yeah.
They move. They move yeah. wherever. It's up to us to move the camera.
It's
not
high tech podcast.
What?
Yeah. Cool.
Moving is it cameras. Moving automatically? There's a follow of motion, or is somebody controlling it in there?
Don't tell him.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Really? You've been on this for how long now? And now you're just noticing?
I just noticed that it moved. I've never really focused on the camera before.
And the camera has not focused on you.
That's true.
So what would we do if we called your parents?
What would we do? Like, I'm not very creative with.
Can we announce your engagement?
She would tell. She knows I'm on the podcast right now, so I feel like that you can't really prank her.
Here's what you can't. That's the problem. Do. You can't tell her mother that
should
she
I,
was in a
bad
accident.
Should I be like, Howie was the
racing.
Meanest guy? Like, I'm so pissed. He was honestly so rude.
No, that's not a prank.
She would be like, oh my God.
Oh, Jackie, did you finish peeing?
Here, you could come in.
You can come back.
I haven't said anything.
He's like this is like the Academy Awards. He's like, your brother is the seat filler. You did a good job, Alex. You were amazing.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
And then, Caroline, Alex Mandel makes his first appearance on the podcast. And we should release that as a clip. Yeah, just this thing where he says absolutely nothing. Jeremy, that's Alex Mandel on Howie Mandel Does Stuff. Release the clip.
I feel like Emily should prank someone because she's the all-star prankster. I feel like we have to see.
Do you have somebody we can call?
I hate to put you on the spot, actually. That's like me.
Your roommate.
Your roommate. The twins.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do with her.
Mm. You should be like, oh my God.
That sounds like every guy that she's ever met.
I don't know. You need to prank someone.
What?
You need to prank someone.
Well, I'm going to, but I just sometimes. Do we have anybody from the audience that has given us a prank?
We have a few videos that came in.
Throw them up.
Let's see them.
Let's see the videos.
Why don't you call a grocery store and order tomatoes? These are not fleshed out ideas, Howie. These are not fleshed out ideas.
Okay, so this guy named Chris.
Funny to call.
What? Wait, let's see.
This guy named Chris sent like 5 videos in for us to watch.
Let's see one of Chris's videos.
Okay.
The truth is, I'm going to be honest with the people at home. We've run out of shit to talk about. There's nothing going on. So now I'm relying on the audience, their submissions.
Ooh. Yeah. Whoa. Yes. Yes, finally! How many times have I been doing this? Whoa!
Oh my God. So what happened?
For those of you that are just listening and not watching, it's a video.
You're the lucky ones.
It's a video of Chris that shot a golf ball from the top of the stairs into a cup.
Go, leave, go.
And now he's holding a sign.
This is in... This is like an honor. This couldn't be more perfect. Look what he's wearing, Lindsay.
Yeah, I think he's.
Do you understand? Do you know that, Lindsay?
What?
Do you see the significance?
She's zoning out.
You sleep, Lindsay.
He's wearing a jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. Of what?
The Toronto Maple Leafs, right?
What's hockey?
Yeah. Oh yeah, hockey. There you go.
You see what happened?
I know.
See how we curated that?
Yeah.
There's a really.
Took me a second.
So he sends this.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't understand this.
I don't know what's going on.
And he thought that we would show these? He was right.
He was right.
It's really bad. No more. I don't want to see any more of his stuff. I like when the audience participates, but you have to have something.
He did. He had 5 videos.
I know, but they didn't even add up to 1 good one. I'm going to be honest.
Dad.
I'm sorry.
No one's paying you to judge right now.
He's going to be so sad.
Aww.
Why? Did you guys like them? The videos from our listener?
No, absolutely not. But
so that you helped his sadness. Is there anything else from anybody else?
This is a story submitted by Randy.
Re-embarrassing email. Now because I asked for, does people have, because I've had embarrassing, let me ask you this. Have you ever texted somebody and then the text went to somebody else and it became embarrassing? What happened there?
Again, with my current boyfriend, I was texting all this bad, because we have obviously had a few things happen between us the beginning of the relationship. So I was texting my best friend. I was like, he's just being so weird. Honestly, he's kind of being stupid and annoying, like just basically like roasting this man. And then I just sent that to him. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like that was meant.
It was to him.
Yeah, I just had to bite the bullet. And I'm like, sorry, that just wasn't for you.
Alex wants to say something. What are you saying?
She didn't tell you that the daughter actually sent in the videos of that guy because she wanted to his videos be on because he passed away.
Again with the death.
That's not true.
Wait,
that's not true.
Oh my god.
It's not true.
Yeah, and you were talking really badly about it.
She didn't add.
Wait, I'm sorry. I love those videos. Those videos were good.
True?
They were funny.
She didn't tell you that part of the message.
She did.
Caroline, why wouldn't you?
I don't believe you.
No.
What happened?
Those videos?
How come you didn't hear it
and you have headphones?
I was not listening.
That's not true.
The videos with that the I golf, said were shitty?
With the golf?
The daughter sent them in and that of her father who had passed away.
That's not true.
They were terrible.
That can't be true.
That's definitely
I'm so upset. I'm so upset. I apologize. I'm going to just say.
Well, you didn't know.
I didn't know. But now that I know.
He just put on his headphones.
What? What happened?
It's a joke.
Asshole.
That's an
asshole. That's my nickname for my son.
That's almost as funny as a grandmother dying joke. That's almost that funny.
I have one that happened this weekend with, I didn't text it to the wrong person, but the picture that my daughter texted.
Oh, can we show that picture?
No, I don't want to show the picture.
The rest
I don't
want
to even send the picture to Jeremy to put up.
You just wore it on this podcast.
No, she only said she took a picture of my crotch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And sent it to all her friends.
And sent it to my, to not my friends, to all her friends. She's seven.
You want? I'll tell you a text that went bad for me. So my son and my other daughter, my daughter and her. My other daughter and her husband live in a building, and I have an apartment I have an apartment in that building, and there was some construction going on next door in the building, right? So me and Terry, my wife, could not sleep, and I was asking my daughter Riley, you know, I couldn't sleep, and it, really early in the morning, you know, because I thought they were upstairs, I'm going, what's with all the banging this time in the morning, right? Talking about the construction. And I press send. Now, my daughter is married, so she has taken on her husband's name. When I press send, it went to, I'm friends with her husband's father. So it has the same last name. So I said, what's with all the banging this time in the morning? And he wrote back to me, do you want me to tell my son to take it easy on him?
Oh my God.
And I just screamed like a little girl.
Oh my God.
That's so funny. Hilarious.
So this guy wrote, Now my ex wasn't answering my calls or texts for a few days, so I decided to email him. I was 2 weeks late for my period, and he was the only culprit. I love that these are culprits that she's having sex with. I only have sex with culprits. Said he was the only culprit that I had sex with, okay? I emailed him yelling at him to stop ignoring me and his unborn child. The issue, however, is my ex and his dad have the same name. Anywho, received a call within a minute of my email from this ex yelling, did you just email my dad saying something about an unborn child? And the only reason why I had his dad's email is because I was meeting him for the first time in a few weeks.
Oh, oops. My gosh, that's embarrassing.
Not as embarrassing as yours, me complaining
yours is
about my
yours is up there, man.
Somebody being really rough with my daughter.
Did you ever have a conversation with him after that, or did you?
I emailed him.
No, I mean, but did you ever?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
I told him what it was, but it's just so embarrassing.
One time, actually, I was about 15 years old, and I was racing against this person. And honestly, everyone has a helmet on, so you don't know what they look like. And I was in a group talking to all these kids after, and I was like, whoever was in that number 31 cart sucks so bad. Like, he did this wrong. He did this. Like, he should not even be on the track. And the guy was, like, standing there. He's like, that was me. And you just didn't know because they have their helmets on, and I just had no idea.
You don't know.
I just sometimes will run my mouth like that, and I'm like, dang it, okay, like I just need to shut up. Like,
how often do you say dang it?
Dang it.
Are guys intimidated when they find out you're a race car?
I mean, not the right ones. I feel
are certain ones, because it's an impressive thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, some guys are just kind of. Guys,
I think what's impressive is the car you're driving right now.
Thank you.
People are.
Did they sponsor you?
No, I bought it.
You bought
it? It was my first big girl purchase.
You know, people are impressed
with. I love it. Can I say what it is?
Yeah.
Or you don't want me to say
it? No, I post about it.
It's the Audi.
Yeah. I love it. The R8, and it's a V10. It's fast.
I got an ECU tune on it, so it's like the V10 Plus now.
You have the what?
I had an ECU tune on
it. Oh, that's what I was trying to... just for the people that are listening, I know. The ECU tune...
It's just the computer.
It's a computer. Yeah. I know. And it just... It beefs it up a little bit. It gives it a little more...
I call it a
beefer. How do you explain it?
Because I don't know how to put it into layman's terms. Puts kind of a limiter on their engine.
They have the limiter.
And if you pay $30,000 more, you can get the V10 Plus, but you can just have an engineer.
Worth every penny.
The engineer, you can do it yourself, and then they just recalibrate.
Yeah, and so it's basically like the V10 Plus.
You know, people are impressed.
There it is.
Oh, there's the car.
There's me.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
You're in amazing shape. Do you exercise a lot?
I have to. I mean, right now I'm like, people don't think I'm as like muscular as I am, like as strong as I am because I'm small, but you have to work out and be strong for racing.
Yeah, well, I know.
So yeah, I work out a few days a week, definitely like 3 days.
I work out a lot too. Yeah. That girl that I was talking about texting, which my daughter, the other daughter, is a personal trainer.
Okay.
And she works Jackie and me out. We do sessions.
So I used to not work out a lot. Like there, I wasn't working out a lot because
you
know,
that's why you look so terrible.
Yeah, you can really tell in that picture.
You look attainably pretty in that picture.
Yeah, now you look unattainable. Pretty.
Anybody could look skinny and good working out. Yeah. It's no big deal.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there an ending to this?
No, I'm just saying. So of course you're skinny. And look like you're in shape.
I see the way you're looking at him, Andrea. He's married.
You work out. You work out.
Caught the bedroom eyes.
One thing that people are impressed by how long I can hold my bladder.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I find that impressive.
How long is it? Yeah, how long?
Well, let him explain it. He sticks his index finger and his thumb up his ass and just pinches it lightly.
Oh.
And he can hold it like that for
hours.
Okay, good to know. Okay.
You're right. That is impressive. I'll give you that.
Okay. Is there any more input from our home viewers? Courtney Hadwin? She's no.
No, we just had this comment about Jackie.
I bet Jackie was reminiscing about her Eiffel Tower while getting a degree.
What?
Oh, look at that. I just have to say, this is the guy on,
a different one.
That's not about, it is the cruises. Yeah. This guy, the cruises. Didn't we read that one before?
He writes
this is a new one.
It's a new one.
It's a new one. That
you know what? People are listening and watching, but they can't see what you're looking at. So you're just making no sense for the last couple of minutes.
As opposed to
more nonsense. Okay. Are you going to tell them what you were looking at? What are you looking at in your paperwork? I got into this business because I can't stand fucking paperwork. Right. You have more paperwork than my accountant.
I always said that if I just had $14 billion,
right,
then I'd be happy.
Yeah.
They're not crumpled this time.
And he didn't eat chips. Bring him chips.
Yeah. I kind of want to put these on.
You want to put them on?
Yeah, because can't you hear what they're saying or if they're laughing?
You can if they turn on the...
No, they don't have their mic on. And the fact that... I love the fact, Lindsay, and you're being totally honest. You're on a podcast with me and Jackie and Lou and Emily right now. Yet, the key for you is I want to hear what the people in the other room are doing.
No, it's just funny. You can like barely hear them laugh at jokes, and I just thought you could.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, if you were at home and watching somebody watch this, you would barely hear them laugh too.
So when are you going to go karting against me?
I would do it.
Would you? I feel like
should
Alex,
we close this? How long is this? You don't have to say the amount of time, but we have enough. Is this enough for like one episode?
It's enough.
It really is.
Everyone's saying they're like,
stop this.
And feel free to comment.
They got more than their money's worth on this one. Let me just say, that the dollar store now is going to start selling things for $1.25. I don't know if I'm going to shop there again. I really don't.
Yeah.
Don't you want to leave?
I actually saw that. That's a big story.
Right. It is a big story. But let me ask you something.
Yes.
Isn't it important as a comedian? We've been in this business for so long.
Yes.
To leave them like on a big laugh or a big joke.
Or having them want one more. Having them want.
No, but with that joke, I feel like people are going, when is this going to be over?
Please let it be over. Is what people
I think that that's what we want. They say leave them wanting more. And our audience, we leave them wanting less. Did you hear the podcast with Lindsay and Emily? Oh, I wish it wasn't that long. You know what? It's getting hot in here and I just can't take it anymore. Good night. Review. Comment. Where?
in the comments.
Please, it's
or
so
on
important.
Apple. On Apple. Leave a review on Apple.
Well, it's so important to us. It really is. We read them and we do them. And also for the audience at home, we have input. When you send videos, even if it's of a dead parent or whatever, just make them better. I don't care if your parents died. It's got to be good content.
And happy Thanksgiving.
And merch is available. It's almost, we're down one more shirt. Because Emily stole one.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Also, do the girls want to plug their Instagram?
Yes.
Sure. Okay, so. Yeah, mine's Lindsay Marie Brewer.
Mine's Andrea Wendell.
Where are you looking?
That's pretty much it.
Which you one just posted.
Not that camera. Look
you
at the
just
other camera.
Posted a thirst trap, too,
no,
Andrea,
the other,
right?
The other camera.
And mine's Lindsay Brewer.
Yeah, no, Lindsay, I have bikini
do it into
pictures
the right
on
camera.
There, too.
Which one? This one?
No.
This one?
No.
That one?
No.
You're getting warmer.
All right, Lindsay Marie Brewer. Yeah.
The other camera.
Mine's at Lou Dinos. At
the other camera, Lou. Lou, look into the camera.
Well, thank you for having me on the podcast.
My pleasure.
This was awesome.
It really was. And wasn't it worth the wait?
It was worth it. I'm sorry. I got terribly sick.
No, it doesn't matter. But tell me, you've done a lot of podcasts.
I've done a couple.
This one's
definitely, this is the most funny one.
Yes.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Emily?
I will not be coming back.
What? Is it because of Lou?
Yes.
I love the conversation. She goes, well, what am I going to do on it? I said, you just have fun with Lou. And she goes, tell me about Lou. And she goes, and then really seriously, the whole dinner, she was going, why do you think I would be good with that?
Like, they were like, he's really awkwardly funny. And I was like another backhanded compliment. I'm approachably attractive. Is that what she said?
Yes.
Attainable. Well, you're attainable and kind of funny.
I think the goodbye should come from the buck stops there. So say goodbye from the. What do you think? Is it over? And you'll cue them to play the theme out.
That thing is so creepy.
It's not doing anything.
Hey, it's in the movie game. Now it's oh dear.
Oh my god.
This is such a mess.
The viewers,
I like the joke.
I sit talking at first and I'm thinking to talk and then I see it start
crying. Wait, let's go back on. We'll just tick it on the back. We'll just tick that on the back.
What? No, we'll honestly.
No, okay. Go ahead. Start and tell me again. Wait. Roll. Okay, keep it rolling. This will be after. This is after. Okay. You can say. You know this is.
No,
you know it's
Marley
over.
Keeps calling me. Can I? Hold on. I have to.
But you said this. You're not on the air now. You know it's over.
Okay, that's fine. But Marley's calling me. She just called me like three times. That's why I was looking at my phone.
Okay.
Hello. Hey. So it's not fitting up the stairs.
What are you talking about?
The Nordic Track machine.
He just like walked in and he was like, "There's no way it's fitting up the stairs."
Why, what's wrong with Marley? Like Marley really sounds big. Like she's...
Did you just wake up? Sorry, we're on air with
Is she
Howie
on Ambien? Marley, did you take an Ambien?
No, I like... Honestly, I like woke up at like 5 a.m. for no reason. So then I accidentally fell asleep. And I woke up in a panic because the doorbell was ringing and I didn't know what was going on. But it's
And now this machine won't go up the stairs.
Oh, yeah, wow. So...
What a great storyteller she is.
So should you... Wait, it actually, you don't... think it will.
Well, I was like, oh, like, let's Ooh. Put it upstairs. And he was like, no, there's no
I feel like it will. I think
I love
just,
that she fills
weird.
You in with her side of the story.
Let her.
I was like, ooh.
Don't you think it'll, I feel like it definitely will fit up there. Like, that's like such a normal.
I don't know. I was like, yeah, upstairs. And he was like, there's just no way.
I don't understand. Like, it's just stupid. Cause,
And then he also said it wouldn't fit in the room.
It will fit in the room. Like, I know it will fit in that
well,
room.
That's because there's, like, stuff everywhere. I can move it, but I don't know. And then he just, like, left.
Wait, he left?
Well, no, he's like, I'll be right back. And I was like, oh, and I was like, hello? And then he's, I can't find him.
Wait, do you think I should just have it? I'm just going to have it taken to my mom's. Hold on, I'll text
you. Yeah, do you have their number?
Maybe. No. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to message them on the app. Well,
I don't know.
I'm like pissed because I feel like a Nordic Track machine's nice, and I wish we had it at our house.
Oh, he's right here. Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey. Hello. Hi, yeah, this is Rogelio from
Hi.
Bali.
So you don't think the machine will fit up the stairs at all?
No, it won't at all. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I talk to him?
Like a commercial one.
Oh, you got it.
And it's really wide. It's really wide. And I'm looking looking at your front gate. And it looks like he's not going to pass through the front gate.
He's up the stairs.
So, hi, this is her dad talking. So you're saying it won't go through the gate, and then it won't, even if you got it through the gate, it won't go up the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And then if it got it up the stairs, it won't fit in the room.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it won't go through the gate, it won't go through the up the stairs, and it doesn't fit in the room. Could you set it up on the street? But do you have an extra cord that I could plug it into the neighbor's house and put it in the street? I don't want to put it to the side because I don't want the parking spaces to be taken. So I need it in the center lane so cars can go by while I'm working out.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Pardon me?
Yeah, we absolutely can. Do you want it outside in the street?
Yeah, but it's center and facing into traffic so I can see if there's cars coming toward my daughter while she's working out.
Oh, all right.
All right? Okay, now I need an extension cord. I want the extension cord to go to the houses on the west side.
The only thing is I don't have any extension cords. We're just here to deliver
the... Okay, but just set it up and get it operating in the road.
No!
All right.
Hold on.
Pardon me? All right, thank you. Do what you can. I hung up.
No, I need to. No. Oh my God.
That was beautiful. Was that on the podcast?
Yeah, it'll be a clip.
Oh, that's
okay, now they're not answering.
Oh, shit.
What if he actually sets it up on the street?
Then get to send us a picture.
Okay, now there's motion at the front door, like they're genuinely gonna do that.
He can't get it through the gate, he can't get it up the stairs. It's not even one problem, it's everything is a problem.
Oh my gosh. Hi, can I speak with him again?
No,